Still lots of unanswered questions. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. From Tuesday's deadly school shooting in Texas, Victor Escalon of the Texas Department of Public Safety says chief among them is motive.
What's important to us is why. Why did he do this? Why did he do this? Who is this man? The suspect. We're going to find out.
Some parents have complained that officers didn't enter the school fast enough. Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety tells Fox News at night officers went in within minutes and immediately came under fire.
So as that group of officers are trying to search and find the threat, the shooter, as they approach the classroom doorway, they get shot. Two officers do get shot.
Those officers stayed in the school despite their injuries. Olivares says other officers were around the back of the building helping students evacuate from other classrooms. President Biden again urging Congress to pass what he called common sense gun laws. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It's time to act. It's time for Congress to act. The president has long urged Congress to take action to fight gun violence, including by expanding background checks. And he supports Leader Schumer's plan to bring legislation forward.
Senator Chuck Schumer setting in motion a pair of bills, including one to toughen background checks for gun buyers. The Texas school shooter underwent the background check and passed. The National Rifle Association is going ahead with its weekend convention in Houston. Police in Toronto shot and killed a man walking down the street with a gun Thursday.
Due to the proximity to a school, I certainly understand the trauma and how traumatic this must have been for staff, students, and parents, given the recent events that have happened in the United States.
Toronto's police chief James Raymer says the man was shot when he confronted officers who demanded he drop his gun. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
State and federal health officials say extensive investigations have failed to find evidence of a cancer threat at a New Jersey high school.
Woodbridge Township Mayor John McCormick said the investigation stemmed from social media posts of brain cancer diagnoses dating back to 1975, believed to be connected to Colonia High School. He announced testing inside and outside the school
produced no evidence of any cancer-causing hazards that warrant further investigation.
State Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner John LaTourette called any radiation found a match to normal background levels.
And in fact, is at the lower end.
Parents said more than 100 cancer cases were diagnosed over almost 25 years. They are asked to report any new concerns to state health officials. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Russia and China both exercising their veto powers in the UN Security Council Thursday to derail a bid by the U.S. to impose new sanctions on North Korea for its recent ballistic missile tests. Drugs at the other border. Customs and Border Protection says they stopped a boat near the U.S.-Canadian maritime border in Washington State and found 1,400 pounds of meth on board. One team punching its ticket to the NBA Finals.
A golden moment for Golden State.
This crowd is back. They're on their feet, and their Warriors are going to the NBA Finals again.
Call courtesy of TNT. The Golden State Warriors wrap up the series in front of the home crowd at Chase Center, defeating the Dallas Mavericks 120-110 to win the Western Conference Finals 4-1. Klay Thompson leading the way with 32 points Thursday as the Warriors are back in the NBA Finals for the sixth time in 8 years. Steph Curry was named Western Finals MVP, earning the newly named and redesigned Magic Johnson Trophy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.